1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with it.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
Broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from the West Mifflin School District campus and the WPIL 6A softball semifinals here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show here on WJPA as top-seeded Hemfield takes on number 4, Cannon McMillan. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, Jason Tennant, our floor director, Brett Gambita on camera, Mark Edwards producing in our downtown Washington studios. Hemfield, the defending champion, wrapped up section play May 1st, rolling unbeaten through that 14-game part of their schedule. Cannon McMillan blanked Mount Lebanon last Tuesday in the quarterfinals, the Big Mac's first impactful game since clinching fourth place back on April the 28th. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. And by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Semifinal sights and times for Baseball Wednesday have been set. We'll take a look at that schedule and the starting lineups when the Visit Greene County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Welcome back into our pregame show, the Visit Greene pregame show here on WJPA and NFHS. Baseball semifinals, 8 games tomorrow, 7 different sites, a doubleheader at W&J, and we'll produce both of those games, including the 7 p.m. 6A matchup between Cannon McMillan and North Allegheny. We will also have the 2A matchup featuring Fort Cherry and Riverview. That's the 1 seed and the 4 seed. They'll meet tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Gateway. We'll have both the Washington County teams there, Fort Cherry and Cannon McMillan, on WJPA AM, online at WJPA.com, and video on the NFHS network. Still no word on Thursday softball semifinals. The plan is, I think, to wait until Today's semifinal or quarterfinal games that play into Thursday are completed. We will have 1A, 2A, 4A, and 5A softball semis on Thursday. We know that we have Chartiers, Houston, and Bentworth playing in the 2A bracket. Three Greene County teams out of the final four in the 1A bracket. Jefferson Morgan will play one seed Union, while meanwhile Carmichael's and West Greene will play each other. We know that the Carmichael's West Greene winner clinches a PIAA playoff berth. We know at least one of the other two will get it. It's possible that three can get in. Top three teams only make the state tournament. Obviously, two of them are going to have to beat Union to make that happen. We'll check those starting lineups for you on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back to West Mifflin and the Athletic Complex here. Baseball off to our left when you get the view from High Home. Once Brett Gambita's done with his pretzel and cheese, you'll get that High Home view. If you will just imagine behind the third base dugout, the baseball field is over that way. So the softball left field, third base and left field line, and the baseball first base and right field line run parallel to one another. Nice high netting there, protecting the patrons between the two fields, concessions, et cetera, et cetera. Single building here, sharing concession stand, restrooms, press box facilities for both. Time now to take a look at the Valley View Farm starting lineups. First of all, with the four seed Big Macs of Canna McMillan. Right fielder Aurora Sheridan will lead off, followed by the second baseman Addison Smith and first baseman Sophie Carl. Designated player Lila Jakubik in the four spot. Morgan Boomer, the center fielder, bats fifth, and the pitcher Lila Mowry in the sixth spot. Batting seventh and playing third base is Harley Tournay, followed by the catcher Emily Boer, and shortstop Addie Jordan, flex player and not in the batting lineup, is the left fielder Callie Stonemark for Michelle Moeller and the 9 and 12 Canna McMillan Big Macs. For the one seed, the Hempfield Spartans checking in at 19 and 1 on the season. Center fielder Claire Mitchell will lead off, followed by designated player Jalen Luft and the shortstop Lauren Howard. Catcher Ella Birkebile in the four spot, followed by second baseman Jocelyn Luft and the pitcher Julia Varhola. Left fielder Emma Rigby bats seventh, followed by the first baseman Emily Bozick and the right fielder Abby McGill. The flex player is the third baseman Joey Klein for head coach Tina Madison. Big thanks to both athletic directors Frank Volcano at Canna Mac on his way down the retirement road. Our best wishes to Frank and our thanks for all that he has helped us at his several athletic director position stops, Chartiers Valley, of course, and Canada McMillan. Also, big thanks to Brandon Rapp, the AD at Hemphill, always been helpful to us over the years as well. Lance Mahaw, the athletic director here at West Mifflin, they take great care of us. I will be looking right over the left shoulder of home plate umpire Bon Davis, who will be working with Frank Davis and Tom Finnegan, Frank D'Amico and Tom Finnegan. And they will work the game for the WFPIL and ultimately for the PIAA. Check some other scores. A couple of softball finals. In the 4A bracket, game that wrapped up here, Hampton, a 9-2 winner over Uniontown. Hampton will meet the number one seed Elizabeth Warriors, 8-4 winners over the Derry Trojans. In the 5A softball quarters, number 3 Penn Trafford upset by number 11 North Hills, 8-1 final score. And get another upset. Looks like number 7 North Catholic. This is back in the 4A bracket. In 10 innings, North Catholic 13, Knock 10. In 10 innings, North Catholic awaits the Blackhawk Laurel Highlands winner. That game tonight at 6 o'clock at Pleasant Valley. In the 5A bracket still to play, number 1 Shaler against Armstrong, number 4 West Allegheny and Baldwin. That game is underway and should be speeding toward its conclusion at Pleasant Valley. And just underway, Thomas Jefferson and Plum, that game over at Gateway. In this 6A bracket, Hempfield and Canada McMillan to play here and should be underway at North Allegheny, number 2 Seneca Valley, number 6 Pine Richland. Pine Richland a winner over Norwin to get into this game, to get into their semi, and both Hempfield and Seneca Valley, the top two seeds with first round byes, the Big Macs with that 7-0 win over Mount Lebanon. Starters being introduced here gives me an opportunity to tell you that this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS network. Broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. That wraps up the Visit Greene County pregame show. First pitch when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426. Valley View Farm.
Don't you know he cuts off his own employer? All right. Another score update for you. In this, in the 5A bracket, Thomas Jefferson with a 3-0 lead over Plum had a chance earlier this year, saw TJ, and they are all that in a bag of chips, too. And they are the 2 seed leading the 10 seed Plum. That's 3-0 at the end of 2. TJ Plum winner gets number 11 North Hills in Thursday's semifinals. Here it's on to the championship game. We will have our first title game squad determined in this ball game, and of course also the Seneca Valley Pine Richland contest that is underway at North Allegheny, and I'll see if I can't check in on that in just a moment. Defensively, Julia Varhala in the circle. Ella Birkebile behind the plate, Emily Bozick at first, Jocelyn Luft at second, Joey Klein at third, and Lauren Howard, the shortstop. First pitch to Aurora Sheridan, misses high for ball one. Outfield from left to right Emma Rigby, Claire Mitchell, and Abby McGill for the Hempfield Spartans. 1-0 to the plate, swing and a miss. Good fastball from Varhola. Making her 20th appearance, a 15-1 record, 2.05 earned run average. Has worked just 32 innings in 19 games. Allowed 60 hits, 41 walks. Strike two now to Sheridan. When you add those hits and walks, that gets you 101. That's about a 3 walks and hits per innings pitched. A lot of base runners, but also 147 strikeouts. Fastball, strike three called. Ran that right down the outside edge of the plate. That'll bring up Addison Smith.
Batting next,
348 average on the season. Smith works even with home plate against Varhola. First pitch, swing and a miss, late decision, and didn't get the lead foot down on that step. A little off-balance swing there by Smith. Mentioned this in the quarterfinal game between Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon. Ground ball rolled to the first baseman, solidly hit, but Bozic with plenty of time to glove and step on the bag. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. The winner of that game was going to play number one seed Hempfield. The Spartans, during the regular season, the two games against Cannon McMillan and the two games against Mount Lebanon were both run rule victories. So whoever it was going to get a chance to try to figure out how to be 10 runs closer to the Spartans than they were in either of their first two meetings. Batter Sophie Carl takes the first pitch for a called strike. Varhola with good speed. Change up, runs that inside for a ball. 197 down the lines. Really deepens up in the alleys to 198. Ball flared foul and just out of play over into the bleacher area. And 200 feet to straightaway center field. And that is just to our right of our camera that you're looking at the view right there. Ball and two strikes. Pitch is fouled off again. That ball in on the hands. That ball hits solidly off the pipe. I'm surprised that none of the game officials are going to want to take a look at that ball, but Varhola will take it. Carl back in. Here comes the 1-2. Fastball up and away. Two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on top of the first. Cannon McMillan strikeout, then a ground out. First two batters. Pitch to Carl. Tap back to the circle. Varhola reaches out. Hard work there to get that ground ball and flip on to first to end the inning. Two infield grounders and a strikeout. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Cannon McMillan, nothing. Hempfield coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Lila Mowry in the circle for Cannon McMillan. Emily Boer catching. Sophie Carl, Addison Smith, Harley Tournay, the infield base players, and Addie Jordan, the shortstop. Callie Stonemark's in left. Morgan Boomer in center. And Aurora Sheridan is the right fielder. For Mowry, her 15th appearance, a 3-3 record with a 2.57 earned run average. She's worked 51 and two-thirds innings, allowed 54 hits, 25 walks, 27 strikeouts, so about a strikeout every other inning. Opponents hitting 269 against the Big Mac's right-hander. Claire Mitchell stands in carrying a 419 batting average, takes the first pitch low for ball one.
Number 20, Claire Mitchell.
One 0 pitch. Beat on the ground, third, backhanded by Tournay, throw across the diamond. Good stretch on the backside, and Big Macs get the out call. Get a look here to see if we can see if indeed Carl held the bag. A good stretch, and that bang there. It may have rocked off after controlling the ball. Tina Madison asking Frank D'Amico if he can ask for help. Bon Davis, the home plate umpire. D'Amico indicated he thought she had the bag and made the out call. But head coach Tina Madison wanting to see if can be a little help here. And the out call will stand. Nice play on the backside there to save that by Carl. Designated player Jalen Luft comes to the plate, hitting nearly 500 on the season. Left-handed batter is the designated player. Slapper, ground to third, Tournay gloves. A little better throw this time. Two outs. That slap roller to Tournay. She's been equal to the task so far. That'll bring up shortstop Lauren Howard. Howard carries a 391 season average, takes a fastball at her feet in the turf. All turf surface here at West Mifflin. Completely enclosed playing surface. Mowry, long time back behind the circle. Fortunate that NFHS doesn't use a pitch clock. Fastball in the turf again. That ran right down the inside line of the batter's box, as did the first pitch to Howard and the first pitch to Claire Mitchell. Two out, nobody on for Hempfield, bottom of the first inning. Line shot, going to find grass in right center and get all the way to the wall. 2-0 pitch, stroked by Howard the opposite way for a two-out double. Hempfield with 14-1 and 13-0 victories, both in five innings against the Big Macs. Ella Birkebile to bat now, a two-out base runner. Mowry fell behind in the count there to Howard and had to bring something into the strike zone. Off-speed pitch drops in for a called strike to Birkebile. 369 season average with a team best four home runs. She and Howard share that team mark. Howard, the RBI lead with 29. Shot off the body of Tournay. She's going to pick up the ball. Has a runner between second and third, but good job by Howard to get back. Infield single for Birkebile. Not much chance there for Tournay. That either sticks in the glove or it doesn't. And then fortunate because ball off her body and then hit the edge of the third base bag and it caromed right back to her. Howard, seeing that, got back into second safely. So now couple of two-out base hits. Jocelyn Luff to the plate.
18, Jocelyn Luff.
Hempfield's first win over Canna McMillan back on April the 8th triggered a six-game Canna McMillan losing skid. The Big Macs had won five in a row ahead of that, but lost six in a row and eight of nine before trying to right the ship. First pitch for a ball to Luft, 5.15 average. And these are not very limited at batting averages. These are legit season-strong averages. Here we are, game 21 for the Spartans. Pitch fouled off. Good job kept that ball down, did Mowry. Ball and a strike with two outs in the frame. Off-speed pitch rolls into the plate to Luft. Five-A action. Thomas Jefferson now leading Plum 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's the 2-1, swing and a miss, and another good low fastball from Mowry. Luft couldn't find it. Down and in. And got the swing and miss. Had a blast a couple of years ago, bringing home the action of Thomas Jefferson's softball state championship. Two balls, two strikes, two on and two out. A little flare into foul territory, and it's going to find turf and get down. Just extend the at-bat for Luft. Ball hit probably 8 feet wide of the line. And Tournay turned immediately and sprinted toward it, but just could not get there. A couple of ground outs to Tournay at third. Howard with an opposite field double. And Birkebau with a sharp infield single off the body of Tournay. Here comes another 2-2. Changeup stays high to fill the count. Other 5A action today, Shaler Armstrong and West Allegheny Baldwin. 3-2 pitch, that bounces to the plate. And now after the first two batters retired, double single walk to load them up to the pitcher, Julia Varhola.
Batting next, number 17, Julia Varhola.
Arhola hitting just 176 on the year. Does have three runs batted in. Big chance to help herself here in the bottom of the first inning. With the bases loaded and two out. Big Max defensively expecting Varhola to pull the ball. Second baseman Addison Smith just about a step and a half on the first base side of second and playing very deep. First pitch in for a called strike. That pitch on the outside part of the plate. If you're going to play to pull, you got to pitch to pull as well. Pitch down and in, snared by Boer out of the turf. That ball goes to the backstop. Howard scoots home, barring a favorable carom. Ball and a strike. Hempfield batting in the home half of the first inning. We got a late start because of the game ahead of ours. That pitch in the turf off the mask of the catcher, Boer. She didn't know where it was at first, but it had bounced forward back into the batter's box occupied by Varhola. Count now 2-1. Mowry pitched herself into a hole against Howard and had to come into the strike zone. That was with nobody on base. Now certainly with the bases loaded and nowhere to put the batter who's hitting below 200, got to come into the zone. Ball ripped but well foul. Varhola out in front of that inside pitch. Evens the count at 2-2. Runners back to their bases. Can't leave the base until the ball is released. Here's the 2-2 off-speed bounces about 8 feet in front of home plate. And now a 3-2 pitch due after walking left on a 3-2 pitch. Varhola now moves up in front of home plate. Mowry deals 3-2, tap foul. Going to have to throw another one in the zone. Couple of hits and a walk in this frame. Mowry, on average, that whip number is about 1.5. Ball ripped to left. Does it hold up long enough? No, it does not. Stonemark tried to lay out and make the grab. Three runs are going to score, and the ball dies at the base of the wall. A three-run triple for Julia Varhola doubles her season RBI total. A 176 hitter, and Mowry got in trouble, count 2-1, and then couple of two-strike pitches and had to bring something in with the bases loaded in a 3-2 pitch, and Varhola did not miss it. A three-run triple to left. And we indeed are going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher. It's going to be Taylor Klein. Klein on at third, now Emma Rigby. Rigby, a couple of runs batted in on the year, a 429 average, takes the first pitch in the turf, ball one. Mowry has hit that spot four or five times already in the inning. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Ball popped up behind second. Coming on is the center fielder Boomer to make the grab and end the inning. But not before. Hempfield plates three runs on three hits. A runner left on. We've played one. It's Hempfield 3, Cannon McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Everything after two outs, double, single, walk, triple, and three runs home for Hempfield in the bottom of the first. And the Big Macs knew they were going to have to score today. Now they know they need at least four to get a win. Lila Jakubik, the designated player, will lead off.
Leading off, number 42, Lila Jakubik.
Varhola winds and deals. Having helped herself, brings a good hard fastball in for a called strike. Here, the 0-1 line shot back up the middle, off the glove of the pitcher. Howard, the shortstop, fields it and throws on to first. That ball hit the glove of pitcher Varhola. Caroms to Howard, who throws on 1-6-3 ground out. Bring up center fielder Morgan Boomer. That ball hit right on the button, but just close enough to glance off the glove of the pitcher.
Morgan Boomer.
Boomer hitting 362 on the year, First pitch misses up and away, ball one. Strikeout. Now three infield groundouts, but the last one hit much harder than either of the first two. Foul ball straight back to the backstop. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Great to have you along here on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, NFHS as well. Certainly appreciate you being with us. Off-speed pitch stays high. Looks like a baseball final from W&J, pitching the turf. And Avonworth appears to have walked off Charleroi 7-6 with a two-out walk in the bottom of the seventh inning. Charleroi baseball eliminated by the one seed Avonworth. 3-1, misses high, ball four, base runner for the Big Macs. Got to start somewhere. Boomer draws the walk. And if there's one hitch in Verhala's numbers, it is that. That is inning number 34, walk number 42. One out here in the second, Lila Mowry to the plate. Mowry swings and misses. Fastball inner half, down around the knees. Barjola deals. Fastball misses in. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. One-one. Fastball up and away. 2-1. Barjola checks the wristband after getting the signal from the dugout. Winds and brings the 2-1. Fouled off. Morgan Boomer with a late break off the base. Don't know if she was actually going to run, but started to give that look. Boomer has five stolen bases. Swing and a miss, and good job by Varhala to come back and strike out Lila Mowry. Second strikeout of the game for the right-hander. Two outs now in the second. Third baseman Harley Tournay to the plate. Has some power, three home runs on this season. Fastball high. Following the game, we'll recognize our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game. Two out and a runner at first. Boomer with the one-out walk. Swing and a miss. Tournay couldn't measure the fastball from the right-hander, Varhola. Michelle Moeller in the area of the third base coach's box. Assistant coach, longtime assistant Steve Moskal, right at the first base coach's box. Here comes the 1-1, swing and a miss. Delayed steal and trying to get in. Safe is the call. Tag on the back of the shoulder after the hand of the bag. Six steals on the year now for Morgan Boomer. A little delay there, but able to get in safely. Pitch misses low, evens the count 2-2. Big Macs with a chance here, needing something with two out. Of course, mentioned earlier, everything that Hempfield did in the bottom of the first inning happened with two outs. Canamac in need of something along those lines now. Barhollis 2-2 to the plate, swing and a miss. Three strikeouts in the game, back-to-back K's here to end the second inning. A walk and a runner left on. We played 1.5. Hempfield 3, Canada McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Bottom part of the batting order due up for Hempfield, 8-9-1. Lila Mowry trying to find a way to get to three outs in the frame. By the way, Thomas Jefferson now up to a 6-0 lead on Plum in that 5A bracket. Still checking on the other 6A semi. Haven't found anything as of yet. Seneca Valley and Pine Richland were a scheduled 5 o'clock start, as we were as well. But the North Catholic knock game that went 13-10 in 10 innings was ahead of it, so they may just be underway. Ball popped up right side. Right fielder Sheridan comes in, makes the grab. One out here in the second. Abby McGill comes to the plate now. McGill, 389 average. I like that number in the 9 spot in your batting order.
Number 1, Abby McGill.
Yeah, and again, our game delayed by the Hampton-Uniontown game that didn't need extra innings and wasn't really all that close, just took a long time. The Seneca Valley-Pine Richland game got held up by a 13-10 10-inning game. First pitch, bunt shown, offer is the call, strike one. One of the things you see in this fast pitch softball game is batter shows a bunt. Every player is moving. Slap, run up, swing and a miss. Actually, just ticked it foul, did Abby McGill. And she's now in an 0-2 hole. Big thanks to Mark Edwards, producing in our downtown Washington studios, and he's going to be going on the FM side here in a little bit. Grounder to short, and no chance for Jordan. Came and got the second hop. When that ball got to the ground the second time, there was no way the Big Macs were going to throw out McGill.
Batting at the top of the order, number 20, Claire Mitchell.
Jason, how about one more time on that replay? See the pitch. Yep, left foot's out of the batter's box. That's one of the advantage of replay that we have. That there's, you know, obviously umpires have a lot of things that they're watching, but that one not caught. And McGill with the base hit. We go back to the top of the order, and Claire Mitchell, she had a grounder to third her first time up. Tournay handled that, but threw a little off the mark. And Carl saved it with a nice stretch. 1-0 pitch, skied to center and hit well. Boomer turns her back to the infield. Ball hits off the fence about halfway up. Runner fell down between second and third, and so McGill going to have to settle for getting into third base safely. Double for Mitchell off the wall.
Batting next, number 12, Jalen.
That one hit actually right at the base of the fence. coming right into the view of our center field camera. So second and third with one out. Hempfield already up 3-0. And Jalen Luft comes to the plate. Slapper grounded out to third, her first time up. Bunchon puts it down. Tournay looks at the runner, has no play, will eat the ball, and the bases are loaded on the bunt hit for Luft. If Tournay is willing to give up the run, she can get the out at first, but when you look to commit the runner back to third, no chance. And now Lauren Howard, who doubled the opposite way her first time up. Six hits in the game through 11 batters for Hempfield, and this is just what they do. This is what your defending champion just does game after game after game. They just hit the ball. Spartans average 10 runs a game and allow two. Pitch misses inside for ball two. This is exactly what happened in the first trip to the plate for Howard. Worked to a 2-0 count and then got a pitch out over the plate and drove it the other way. Infield up all the way around. Ball hit on the ground, past the diving shortstop Jordan. One run is in, throw coming to the plate, cut off, going to throw back into third. And sliding, maybe the hand off the bag, the runner from first, Luft, is retired there. Looked like that throw, if that is allowed to come through to the plate, might have gotten the out. But on the play, McGill scores, Mitchell scores. Ball cut off by Mowry in the throw into third to Tournay to retire Luft. 7-1-5 on the out there. A runner at second as Howard took second on a throw to the infield. Two RBI now. Her team leading 30th and 31st runs batted in to push the margin to 5-0. Four consecutive hits for the Spartans. Line shot snared by the second baseman, Smith. And that will end the inning. Birkebile stroked that on the button, but Big Max had a player there. And this catch made by Smith. In the inning, two runs on four hits, a runner left on. We go to the third. Hempfield 5, Canada McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Top of the third, Big Macs find themselves down 5-0. Reminder that Hempfield beat the Big Macs by 13 in each of the two regular season matchups.
Leading off for Cannon Mack, number 9, Emily Boer.
Hempfield has sent 13 batters to the plate. They have 7 hits in that. Emily Boer swings and misses at the first Valhalla fastball. She struck out the last two batters. Hard hit ball to start the Big Mac second, then a walk, and then a couple of strikeouts. Check swing offered, and now Boer in an 0-2 hole. Outfield straight up all the way around, a little shallow in center. Boer swings and misses, three straight strikeouts and four total for Varhala. Now fanned 151 batters on the season.
Batting next
in 34 innings. Nine-hitter Addie Jordan comes to the plate. Just missed snaring that ground ball that turned into a two-run single. Bunt shown, puts it down back to the pitcher. Second baseman covering at first. Varhala to Luft, two outs. And back to the top of the order. Aurora Sheridan called out on strikes. Her first time up. Started the ball game.
Number 11, Aurora Chevron.
Varhala. There's the ball in the bare hand. Righty winds and deals. First pitch, check swing. Pitch misses high there. Going to appeal this to a base umpire. Frank D'Amico says no swing. Yeah, didn't look like it. It got probably to the back point of the plate, but certainly didn't cross the face. Ball fouled off to the backstop. One base runner for the Big Macs so far. The one-out walk in the second to Morgan Boomer. And a Mac trailing by five. Here's the 1-1. Sheridan takes down and in, ball two. Baseball semifinal action tomorrow. Games that we'll have for you. Canna McMillan and North Allegheny, the 2-3 semi. That game at W&J's Ross Memorial Park at 7. Tapper foul, and the count even up at 2-2 now against Aurora Sheridan. That Kennebec NA game will follow our coverage of the 2A semifinal, the 1-4 matchup, that game at Gateway between Fort Cherry and Riverview. We'll be on 3:45 for that, 6:45 for the game Kennebec and North Allegheny at W&J. Here's the 2-2 lifted foul and out of play. Sheridan stays alive. Hempfield Spartans, your defending champions, and control here early on. Big Macs looking to mount a rally. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Sheridan fouls that one off. That pitch in on the hands, almost hitter hands. By the way, coaches Moeller and Moskal have switched places. Long-time coaching duo. 2-2 pitch, changeup hit in the air, shallow right field. Luft, the second baseman, backs up one step on the green turf, one in the brown, and makes the catch to retire the side. Big Macs down in order for the second time in three innings. We've played 2.5, Hempfield 5, Canna McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J and Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
New pitcher for the Big Macs, Addie Downey, now in the circle. Downey will make her 13th pitching appearance at 2-5 mark, 5.37 earned run average. Has thrown 30 innings, allowed 34 hits and 23 earned runs. 16 walks, 29 strikeouts. Lila Mowry gives way after two innings. Ground ball inside the third base bag. Tournay just did not get that one in the glove. Laid out and tried to, but hustling double to lead it off for Jocelyn Luft. And the hits keep coming. It's eight hits now.
Your batter, number 17, Julia Varhola.
And that is the fourth extra base hit. Pitcher Julia Varhola comes on. For Lila Mowry, the starter, worked two innings, gave up seven hits and five earned runs. First pitch to Varhola in for a strike here in the bottom of the third inning. One walk allowed. And Mowry did not strike out a batter. Addie Downey greeted by that ground ball double between the third baseman and the third base bag. Here's the 0-1 to Varhola. Takes it outside for a ball. 1-1 to count. We play seven innings by regulation. Extend that if the game is tied after seven full. Game can be shortened to five or six innings by a 10-run lead. Losing team having had at least as many innings at the plate. Check swing, Varhola lays off. And the game can be shortened further to three or four innings by a 15-run margin. Again, losing team having had at least as many innings at bat. Two balls, one strike. Varhola, big hit in that first. The three-run, two-out triple shows bunt. Bunts through it. And the count goes to 2-2. Winner of this game, the winner of the Seneca Valley Pine Richland game, meet next week at Penn West, California's Lilly Field. NFHS will have coverage of all six softball championship games from California. And our partners at Green Sports producing that for the network. 2-2 pitch to the plate. It's a little soft liner into center field. Gets down. A runner had to break back in case the ball was caught by shortstop Jordan. So it is a base hit without advancement. We saw that in the first inning as well. Runner at second and a base hit did not advance the runner. Emma Rigby due to come to the plate. Pitcher Varhola gave way to a courtesy runner in the first inning. Taylor Klein, long conversation. Tina Madison and head coach or home plate umpire Bond Davis. You know, two aspects to the courtesy runner rule. One is that it increases participation, and that certainly happens. The other is that it's supposed to be a speed up function. I have yet to see that benefit to a speed up because teams got to, you know, their courtesy runner got to find a helmet. You know, coaches got to have a long conversation with the umpire. It the speed up aspect does not help, does not happen, but we do get additional participation. There is no question about that. Emma Rigby stands back in, bunts through a pitch, runner off second base, but the throw into third and able to get back into second is Luft. Because there was nobody left to cover up. Corner infielders were charging. Middle infielders rotating to the corner bases. And that left Luft all alone to scramble back. Runner this time is Faith Orzik, the courtesy runner. See, there's the participation part. Swing and a miss. Pitch way up out of the zone. Rigby chases it. Oh, in just three innings of work, two different courtesy runners for Julia Varhola. So you have the DP, the flex player, and two courtesy runners. Pitch to the plate popped up. pitcher Downey calls for to make the grab. Infield fly, and the out recorded. That'll bring up Emily Bozick. Infield fly aspects, same in softball as baseball. First and second, or base is loaded, and less than two out. Fly ball that can, with regular effort, be fielded by an infielder. Doesn't have to be caught by an infielder, but regular effort by an infielder to handle it. And the batter, upon that designation, is automatically out. Ball fouled off to the backstop. As Bozick, 0-for-1, fly out to right. Her first time up, batting with the Luft at second, and Orzic on at first base. Double single to start this third inning for Hempfield. Spartans looking to add to a 5-0 lead. Fastball misses just off the edge. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Bozick back into the batter's box. Addie Downey checks the wristband, gets the pitch call. Bunt shown and popped up, but it's going to fly back toward the backstop. No chance there for Boer to go get it. Ball and two strikes. Couple of bunt efforts here by Hempfield in this frame have not worked. Ball and two strikes. Bozick, 345 average, has a home run on the season, and 20 runs batted in. The 1-2 check swing foul, and that ball ends up in the first base dugout. Hops over the protective fence at about 6 feet high. Oh, I'm so old, I remember the days those fences didn't exist. I mean, certainly they've always been here at this field since this was built, but think back to California and Fairhaven Park and places like that where foul balls would just go singing into dugouts. 1-2 pitch fouled off. Protective swing there by the batter Bozick. Stays alive. And Addie Downey looking for the out pitch here. First and second and one out in the Hempfield half of the third. Spartans, as the number one seed, are the home team in the game, and that is by WPIL rule. Ball hit in the air to right. Coming in to make the catch is Sheridan. Runner tags, and a strong throw decides not to go from third to third by Luft. Bozick out, courtesy of the Aurora Sheridan catch. Second time in the game that's happened. And now to the nine hitter, Abby McGill. Slap hitter McGill got one to hit the ground twice to shortstop Addie Jordan. And when that happened, the speedster able to get on base, but she also stepped out of the batter's box when she hit that ball. Downey's first pitch ball is bunted foul. We've seen rule changes in softball at the collegiate level, multiple changes over the last 10 years in terms of obstruction. We've also seen changes in the college game in terms of what is and is not out of the batter's box. Ball slap foul, late swing there by McGill, and she's now in an 0-2 hole. Luft with a leadoff double inside the third base bag. Varhala with a flare fly ball to straightaway center field. Just got out of the infield, and with the ball up in the air, Luft had to hold it second in case Jordan was able to catch that. 0-2 to the plate. Ground ball. Jordan can't get it. Runners will advance 60 feet and stop there. McGill with two base hits, and the bases are loaded back to the top of the order. Three hits in the inning and now 10 hits in the ballgame for Hempfield. 10 of the 18 batters base hits today. And Claire Mitchell, who doubled in the second, has one of those. Batting for the third time in three innings. 5-0 Hempfield leads. Fastball misses away. Thomas Jefferson batting in the home half of the fifth, already leading 7-0. Trying to close out Plum and move on to the semifinals against number 11 North Hills, who upset Penn Trafford earlier today. 1-0 to the plate, changeup, little pop-up towards second. The ball hits the runner. The runner going from first to second, McGill, gets hit by that ground ball. That's a base hit for Mitchell. Credit the second baseman, Smith, with the put-out on the runner going from first to second, and the inning is over. Four hits in the inning, three runners left on base, but no runs across. We played three. Hempfield 5, Cannon McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My favorite thing about playing high school sports is definitely the community it builds.
It's taught me leadership, has taught me resilience.
Many people might go on to not play collegially, but they can take a lot of skills that they learn and use it in their professional life, in their future careers.
High school sports are worth protecting because it gives students an outlet to grow, to become a leader, to become what they want to be.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Go to the top of the fourth. Canamac trailing Hempfield 5-0. Addison Smith will lead off. First pitch fouled off. Got another final score in the 5A bracket. Baldwin 7, West Allegheny 1. Thank you, Lance. Wind in the deal from Varhala. Fastball fouled off again. Behind on the swing is Smith. Grounded out to first, her first time up. So Baldwin to the semis in 5A. Pitch misses down and in. Ball and two strikes. Big Macs do not have a hit. Flashback to the bottom of the third. The base hit by Mitchell that hit the runner McGill gave Hempfield four hits in the inning. Raises the old trivia question, how many safe base hits can you have in an inning and not score? And the answer is six. Ground ball to second. Luft missed, handles the hop. He has time, though, and flips to first to get the out. Good job by Luft to stay with that. One out here in the fourth inning. Six straight retired since the Big Macs got their only base runner, the one out walk by Boomer in the second. Batter is Sophie Carl. Swing and a miss. High heat from Varhala, and Carl took a good, healthy cut at that. WPIL softball championships at California, at the Penn West California's Lily Field next week. Wednesday, Thursday, right, partner? Scheduled Wednesday, Thursday. Days and times for specific matchups not yet released, though it may be known, but not released to the general public and the media as of yet. Ball fouled off by Carl, and she's in a 1-2 hole. 1-2 pitch misses just above the letters. Two balls, two strikes. Sophie Carl batting with nobody aboard. That has been the case most of the day for Cannon McMillan batters. Three balls, two strikes now to Carl. 357 season average. Grounded back to the pitcher first time up. 3-2 pitch gets by the circle, but gloved by Howard, the shortstop. Throws on in time for the second out. Lila Jakubik comes to the plate now.
Batting next, number 42, Lila Jakubik.
The last and only base runner for the Big Macs. One out to walk in the second, as Varhala has been not unhittable, but nobody's been able to get a base hit. A couple of soft grounders in the first. Hard hit ball to start the second inning, but off the glove of Varhala to Howard. First pitch in this at bat to Jakubik is a ball. Swing and a miss. Varhala took a little something off that fastball. Ball and a strike. It was Jakubik who hit that ball back through the circle off the glove of the pitcher. Swing and a miss again. Good location, low fastball. Pitch in the zone, but right at the very bottom. 2-2 to the plate, lifted foul, out of play. Looks like Seneca Valley and Pine Richland underway. They're through one inning scoreless. Swing and a miss, fifth strikeout of the game for the Hempfield right-hander. And the Big Macs down in order for the third time in four. We've played 3.5. Hempfield 5, Cannon McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Hempfield looks to add to its 5-0 lead. A robust 11 for 19 at the plate.
Leading off, number 12, Jalen Luft.
Check that, 11 for 18, because there was one walk in that first 19 plate appearances. Just a 6.11 batting average for the game. You're probably in pretty good shape if you hit 6-11. Luft back in, pitch from Addie Downey. Luft taps it foul wide of third in the coach's box. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Bill Chapo will be joining us shortly as our producer. Seneca Valley and Pine Richland, long delay getting started, but they're on the move. Ball tap foul. Bottom of the second inning, scoreless there. The other semifinal, that is the 2-6 matchup. Pine Richland, a win over Norwin, 11-9 in the semifinal last Tuesday. Cannon McMillan blanked Mount Lebanon 7-0 to get into this matchup. Ball and two strikes, pitch to the plate. Tapper past the third baseman, diving attempt. Caromed off of the glove and enough to get by Jordan. Base hit for Luft. 12th hit of the ball game.
Number 27, Lauren Howard.
And that's actually three straight base hits for Hemfield. Howard stands in. Two-run single plus a run scored in the game. Howard 2-for-2. First pitch from Downey misses low and away, ball one. 5-0 lead for Hempfield. Spartans 3 in the first, 2 in the second. Had 4 hits but did not score in the third inning. Batting here in the home half of the fourth. Fastball high. And for the third time in the game, Lauren Howard stands in a batter's box with a 2-0 count. Has base hits on each of the first two 2-0 pitches, both from Lila Mowry. Now Downey misses high, ball three. Five runs on now a dozen hits through three-plus innings. Comes the 3-0 pitch, and that misses high, ball four. First walk allowed by Downey. But that'll bring up home run co-leader Ella Birkebile with two on and nobody out. Should this Hempfield hit parade continue, I would just point out that should the Spartans score five here in this inning, the Big Macs would be in a must-score situation in the top of the fifth, but we'll deal with things once we get there. Bunt shown, not the bunted, throw into third on the steal attempt, and Luft sides in safely. And Howard takes second as well. Birkebau just squared around and stuck the bat out there and held it there. Didn't chop at the ball or anything, but indeed a strike. No balls and a strike. Pitch to the plate, misses high for a ball. Count even up at 1-1. By the way, Luft's steal, her 13th of the campaign. Fastball at the letters, 1-2. Two on, nobody out for Hempfield. Bottom of the fourth inning, already up 5-0. Addy Downey deals. Fastball misses high, 2-2. Seneca Valley and Pine Richland go scoreless to the third. Seneca Valley loaded the bases after two out but failed to score. That winner, our winner, meet next week. Ground ball to third. Foul ball just wide of the bag. And did that Tornado Tech take that off the chin? Ground ball just wide. Yep, indeed, off the glove and then the chin. Tornay several steps behind the third base bag. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Ella Birkebile. 1-for-2 today, including a wicked lineout that stopped any further scoring in that two-run second. Ball lifted foul and out of play again. Downey gets the sign, comes to the plate, Check swing, pitch misses high. Three balls, two strikes. Four-hitter Ella Birkebile shows bunt. Now rips one down the left field line, but foul. Pulled it about 6 or 8 feet wide of the chalk line. No, it's actually a paint line. Count holds at 3-2. Thomas Jefferson leading Plum 8-0. Jags batting in the home half of the sixth inning. Here's the 3-2 from Downey. Off speed, ripped, and that's just foul. Diving attempt by Tournay, and unable to make the grab, but when the ball on this one first hit the ground, it was wide of the line. And just outside the reach of Tournay. Good battling at bat here from Birkebile against Addie Downing. Big Mac's second pitcher of the game. Looking for an out pitch here. 3-2 to the plate. That misses low. Ball four. The bases are loaded. Back-to-back walks allowed here in the bottom of the fourth. Jocelyn Luft to the plate. She's been on base twice.
Number 18, Jocelyn Luft.
Luft with a walk and a double. And Tina Madison going to come. And Birkebile, the catcher, entitled to a courtesy runner. This time we get this pretty quickly. And Faith Orzik now going to run for the catcher, Birkebile. Now, Orzik, and I'm not 100% clear on this. Orzik ran for one player, so if she runs here, she becomes a substitute. Yeah, I don't think this is a courtesy run situation. I believe she is an actual substitute. I don't think you can courtesy run for two different players. So that would make Faith Orzik in the game at the moment. But regardless, the bases are loaded. Hempfield, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Infield up all the way around to Jocelyn Luft. First pitch misses low for a ball. Addie Downey in as much trouble as Lila Mowry was through the first two innings. Has not given up a run yet, though. Fastball high, 2-0. Mowry gave up 5 runs on 7 hits in the first two innings. Downey has now allowed 5 hits and a couple of walks in 9 batters, but has not allowed a run as of yet. 2 balls, no strike, the count. Downey steps off the rubber, steps back on, winds and deals. 2-0 pitch, hit on the button to center. Starting in was Boomer. She'll go back and play it off the fence. Runner coming into third to tag, not in time. 2-run double for Jocelyn Luft. It's 7-0 Hempfield. 24 RBI on the year. The line drive hit at Boomer, and with the danger there, you come running in, and. And then you just realize, oh no, and you turn and chase it down back at the fence. And I think the guys are telling me we need a little camera readjustment. We'll get another shot of that here in a moment. Fastball to the plate to Varhala, misses low for a ball. Oh, hey. No, that's the wrong side of the box. Okay. That ball off the bat of Luft has put our center field camera slightly off kilter. Barhola takes low for a ball. The situation is this. If Hempfield would get the 10 runs in this inning, that we would still go to the fifth, and the Big Macs would have a chance to get it under that margin. So the Big Macs will get a chance to bat again if that happens, unless Hempfield would push it all the way to 15. And then the game would end. Big Macs hoping none of that is the case. Single, walk, walk, double. 7-0 Hempfield still batting here in the fourth with nobody out. Fastball misses inside, and now it's 3-1. Julia Varhala has been has not allowed a hit, as just one walk off of perfection in her four innings in the circle. And a three-run triple and a base hit in the game today. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Grounder foul wide of third. Tornay has spent a lot of time sprinting toward that baseline. Count now full at 3-2. Thomas Jefferson and Plum go to the seventh. TJ with an 8-0 lead, looking to take on North Hills in the semis. We know that Baldwin has beaten West Allegheny, the 5 over the 4, 7-1 there. And Baldwin will play either Shaler or Armstrong. We'll try to get that final score.
Baseball just flew.
Baseball gets loose and onto the field. Three balls, two strikes, two in, two on, nobody out. Hempfield fourth, ball ripped. That took hit Tornay in the face. Base hit for Varhala, but the trainers are out checking on Tornay. And that ball coming, curling back into her, looking right into the sun. I don't know, did she get the glove on that at all? Going to be a base hit. I don't think. Hardly Tornay. And the coaches and the athletic trainers out to check on her. It's hard to see from that specifically whether Tornay got leather on that at all. But again, that ball bowing back to her, and she's looking really almost directly into the sun to try to field that. A little off of it, but ball also could have been knuckling the way it was hit. And Tornay didn't field it cleanly, certainly, but that's the second ball, at least, the second batted ball that's hit her in the face. One earlier was a foul ball off the glove and then the chin. And this one, it may have glanced off the glove, but regardless, Varhala has her fourth RBI of the game. Julia Varhala, by the stat notes that I have, and I'm just going to, I got to check this one more time just because it just, she hits the ball so well, it's hard to believe this. But, came into the game with just three RBI on the season. Varhala had 17 at-bats, and so three RBI and 17 at-bats, that's not chump change. But she has four RBI and three at-bats today. No. Oh. Orzic scored to make it 8-0. And we have a runner for the pitcher at first base. And this is going to be back to Taylor Klein, who was the first courtesy runner for Varhala. And the batter is Emma Rigby. Rigby and Bozic back-to-back here. The only Hempfield players to not reach base in this game. Three hits and a couple of walks. First five batters. Nobody out in the Hempfield fourth inning. The score is 8-0. Pitch taken for a ball. Steal of second, throw back into third, and back in safely is Luft. A steal for Taylor Klein. One ball, no strikes. The count to Emma Rigby. Check swing. Pitch misses high. 2-0. And it's just been a consistent offensive onslaught. And you think a couple of the outs that have been made today, one was on a base hit where the runner tried to go first to third and the ball throw to the plate cut off and the runner retired going into third. Another hit actually hit a base runner and made an out. Pitch in for a called strike to Rigby. Two balls and a strike. Ground ball to short. Jordan will glove, throw to first. Nicely dug out by Carl. Run scores to make it 9-0. And Klein waits for the throw to go across and advances to third base. One out in the inning. And Emily Bozick to the plate.
Batting next, number 16, Emily Bozick.
Third RBI of the year for Emma Rigby. One out here in the Hemfield fourth inning. Ground ball foul through the third base coach's box. Tournay, like, I'm not chasing this one. She got into foul territory and just that, you know, Stone Mark will bring this back in here. Three hits, two walks, and a ground out. And four runs across in this frame to make it 9-0. Thomas Jefferson game has gone final, 8-0. TJ a winner over Plum. No balls and two strikes now. O2 the count on the batter, Bozick. Downey winds and deals. Ball lifted foul and out of play. Count will hold at 0-2. O2 pitch misses down and in for a ball to the eight hitter, Emily Bozick. This is Bozick. She's the eight hitter. Her third trip to the plate. We're in the fourth. The 1-2. Ground ball to third. Backhanded by Tournay from her knees. The throw to first, not in time. RBI single for Bozick. Klein, the courtesy runner, scores. And that'll bring up the nine hitter, the slapper, Abby McGill.
Batting next, number one, Abby McGill.
And the score now 10-0, Hempfield. And that very scenario that I mentioned has come about. The Big Macs need two more outs to at least have a chance. McGill takes a pitch for a called strike. If Hemfield does not get to 15, the Big Macs will bat in the top of the fifth, but will have to score. Fastball outside, and whatever scoring is needed to get the count under 10-run deficit. One-one. McGill takes low for a ball. Shaler leading Armstrong 8-0, going to the bottom of the fifth. That game at Plum. Winner there gets Baldwin. Check swing foul up the third baseline. Bozick on at first with the RBI single. 21st RBI of the year. Got to like that in the eight spot, your batting order. 2-2 the count on the nine-hitter McGill. Tapper up the third baseline. Again, foul. Our winner, We'll meet the Seneca Valley Pine Richland winner. We'll check in on that game in a moment. Last we had was scoreless into the third inning there at North Allegheny. Another 2-2. McGill taps that foul. That would have hit our floor director, Jason Tennant, if not for that chain link fence and concrete wall. Count holds at 2-2, only one out in the Hempfield fourth inning, already up 10-0 against the Big Macs. The 2-2 pitch, McGill, a little slap toward shortstop, really, and left fielder Callie Stonemark comes in several steps on the infield turf and makes the grab for the second out. Pop up to short, caught by the left fielder. And back to the top of the order, and Claire Mitchell, who comes in 2-for-3 on the day already. Her fourth at-bat in the game, the ninth batter in this inning. Mitchell's last time up, she got a base hit that Abby McGill got hit by. And that ended the third inning, the only inning in the game. Hempfield has not scored multiple runs. In fact, didn't score at all in that frame, despite having four hits. 1-0 pitch, ball low. 2-0 to Mitchell. Baseball semifinals coming your way on WJPA and the NFHS Network tomorrow. Canada McMillan baseball against North Allegheny. 7 o'clock start at WNJ. Pitch in the turf for ball three. That game will follow our coverage from Gateway High School, Fort Cherry, to take on Riverview in the 2A semifinals. It's been 40 years since Fort Cherry's won a baseball, played for a baseball WPIL championship. Team went all the way to the then third place game in the state tournament that year. Three balls and a strike to Mitchell. Addie Downey winds and deals. Pitch misses low, ball four. Third walk of the inning allowed by Downey. And now two on and two out to the two-hitter Jalen Luft, looking for her third hit of the game. Hempfield up 10-0. Luft single to start this frame. Shows bunt, takes a pitch outside for a ball.
Your batter, number 12, Jalen Luft.
Luft, now over the 500 mark batting on the season, came in hitting .494, 2-for-3 today, a couple of singles. Pitch called a strike outside edge of the plate. Two on, two out. Five runs across for the Spartans. The 1-1 ground ball hit through the 5-6 hole into left. Going to be a base hit, her third hit of the game. And second of the inning, the bases are loaded to Lauren Howard.
Batting next, number 27, Lauren Howard.
Fourth single, fifth hit of the inning. And Howard, 2-for-2 plus a walk. Howard hits one to the gap in left center. That gets down. Cut off by Boomer, but kicked to the fence. Three runs will score. Howard digging for third and will get in there safely. Three-run triple for Lauren Howard. Second triple of the game for the Spartans. And now the game-ending run comes to the batter's box.
Batting next, number 22, Ella Birkebau.
Ella Birkebau can end the ball game with a home run. 13-0 Hempfield leads. This is the margin by which they won the first two games in the series. Fastball up and away from Downing. Just hitting up and down this Hempfield lineup. Five RBI for Howard. Varhala has four. She's on deck. 11 batters so far. Here's the 12th. 1-0 to Birkebau. Up and away, ball two. Three in the first, two in the second, four hits but no runs across for Hempfield in the third, and so far eight runs across the pay station here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Score is 13-0. If it gets to 15, the game is over. If it doesn't get to 15, the Big Macs will bat in the top of the fifth. 11-0 final. Shaler, the 5A 1 seed, 11-0 win over Armstrong. That in five innings. So the 5A semis are set. Shaler, Baldwin, Thomas Jefferson, North Hills. Pitch to the plate is fouled off, out of play. I mentioned a Birkebau home run would end the game. She has shares the team lead with four such round trippers this year. Two balls and a strike, the count. Pitch to the plate, misses up and away. In the 4A bracket, three of the four semifinal slots are filled. Blackhawk leading Laurel Highlands 2-0 in the middle of the third. Blackhawk, the home team in that game. Three balls and two strikes now with that foul ball off the bat of Birkebau. Jocelyn Luft is on deck. 3-2 pitch. Birkebau swings and misses, and the side is retired, but not before eight more runs come across the pay station for Hempfield. We go to the fifth. Must score. Cannon McMillan needs four, or the season comes to an end. Your score after four, Hempfield 13, Cannon McMillan nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
We go to the top of the fifth here at West Mifflin, and Cannon McMillan needs four runs before the third out is registered or the game will end in a run rule situation. The winner of this game will take on the Seneca Valley Pine Richland winner. Seneca Valley with five runs in the bottom of the third, and the Raiders lead Pine Richland 5-0. The Rams batting in the top half of the fourth. New pitcher in the game for Hopewell. And the new pitcher is Jalen Luft, who was the designated player. First pitch fouled off by Boomer. Next pitch misses down and in. Jalen Luft, the left-hander. One fastball at the knees for a called strike. Cannon McMillan does not have a base hit today. It's the 15th appearance for Luft. Ball is check swing foul roller up the first baseline. Luft has worked 32 innings, allowed 15 hits and 5 walks. 3 earned runs, a 0.65 earned run average. Opponents hitting just a buck 33 off the lefty. Count it, no balls and two strikes to Boomer. And check that, should be 1-2. I believe now they count 2-2. Yeah, it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Morgan Boomer leading off here. Luft deals. Strike three looking. Sixth strikeout of a Cannon McMillan batter. Obviously the first for Jalen Luft. Batter is going to get a pinch hitter. Lila Pyatt will bat.
Batting next, number 7, Lila Pyatt.
Pyatt to bat here in the top of the fifth, hitting .667. Let me translate that for you. 2 hits in 3 at-bats. Delay here while Bon Davis, the home plate umpire, communicates that substitution with the Hempfield dugout. 13-0, Spartans lead. Cannon McMillan softball season down to its final 2 outs, perhaps. Tapper, pitcher, Luft, fields, throws low, not handled there. And just the second base runner of the day for Cannon McMillan. Low throw. If that throw's on target, it's an out. Easier play for a right-hander. Yep. E1, easier play for a right-handed pitcher. Harley Tornado bat now. Every rally starts somewhere. Is this where this one starts for the Big Macs? No balls and a strike to Tornay. She's had a couple of batted balls go off her face today. Like to deliver a little payback to the softball. Pitch misses high, evens the count at 1-1. Tornay struck out swinging in her only at bat. Luft's pitch off the hands to second baseman. Throw to first, double play to end the ball game. 4-6-3, twin killing, and Hempfield advances to the WPIL championship game with a 5-inning, no-hit, 13-0 run rule win over the Cannon McMillan Big Macs. We'll recap it for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life. And with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day.
A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
These two teams played three times this year. First time around, Hempfield 13-0. Second meeting, Hempfield 14-1. Final meeting, Hempfield 13-0. I think 13 is the margin, the difference between these two teams. Cannon McMillan does not have a base hit in the ball game. One batter beyond the minimum, thanks to that double play that erased their second base runner in the game. Scoring all that Hempfield needed after two out in the bottom of the first, two out, nobody on. Lauren Howard with a double, Ellen Birkebaugh with a base hit, and Jocelyn Luft walked to load the bases. 176 hitter Julia Varhala battled through the count, a couple of two-strike foul balls, and on a 3-2 pitch stroked a three-run triple to left. Hempfield led 5-0. To the bottom of the second, after one out, Abby McGill singled, was doubled to third by Claire Mitchell, and both runners scored on a base hit by Lauren Howard that made the score then 5-0. Four hits in the third for Hempfield, but they did not score because the fourth hit hit a base runner that ended the inning. And then all sense of control lost in the fourth as Hempfield played it 8 runs. They did so on 6 hits, including a 3-run triple for Lauren Howard that set our final score. Totals in the ballgame, Hempfield 13 runs, 17 hits, 1 error, 6 runners left on base. Cannon McMillan, no runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Your winning pitcher, Julia Varhala, works 4 innings of no-hit baseball, did not allow a run, walked 1, and struck out 5. Jalen Luft worked the final inning, facing just 3 batters with 1 strikeout. The loss to the Canamax starter, Lila Mowry, charged with 7 hits and 5 runs over 2 innings of work, and the rest of the damage coming against Addie Downey. But the ball game well in hand for Hempfield by that point. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, typically throwing a no-hitter and getting the win in a WPIL semifinal playoff game would be enough to get you a player of the game honors. But just to be sure, Julia Varhala, who came into the game with 3 season RBI, had 4 today and 3 hits, a 3-run triple in the first, a single in the third, and an RBI single in the fourth. And Julia Varhala is our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game. On to the championship matchup. We'll see Hempfield next week, middle of next week, at Penn West, California, against either Seneca Valley or Pine Richland. That game is through 4 innings, and Seneca Valley, the 2 seed in the bracket, is leading the Pine Richland Rams by a 6-0 score. Other games that have gone final, 5A quarterfinals. Number 1, Shaler, 11-0 win in 5 innings over Armstrong. Shaler will play number 5, Baldwin, a 7-1 winner over the 4 seed, West Allegheny. The other 5A semifinal, number 2, Thomas Jefferson, an 8-0 winner over Plum. The Jags will take on North Hills, the 11 seed, who upset Penn Trafford by an 8-1 count. And in the 4A semis, three of the four games are wrapped up. Number 1, Elizabeth Forward, 8-4 win over number 9, Derry. Number 4, Hampton beat number 12, Uniontown here, 9-2. North Catholic awaits the Blackhawk Laurel Highlands winner. North Catholic, 13-10 win over the 2-seed Knock Knights in 10 innings. And Laurel Highlands and Blackhawk underway at Pleasant Valley. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Washington and Jefferson College. W&J and Washington moving forward together. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Playoff coverage continues tomorrow with baseball semifinals. Fort Cherry takes on Riverview at 3:45 at Gateway. We'll follow that with Cannon McMillan and North Allegheny at W&J's Ross Memorial Park. Both games will be on WJPA AM, online, and on NFHS. Thanks to head coaches Michelle Moeller and Tina Madison and their staffs, to Lance Maha and the crew here at West Mifflin. For our producer Jason Tennant, Brett Gambito on camera, Mark Edwards and Bill Chapo in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From the WPIL 6A softball semifinals at West Mifflin, your final score, Hempfield 13, Cannon McMillan nothing in 5 innings. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.